USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With continued uncertainty about Hurricane Dorian's projected path as it approaches the southeast U.S., Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has expanded the state of emergency to cover all 67 counties in the Sunshine State.
Be prepared, take the action that you need to, and listen to your local officials.
Forecasters now say Dorian could be a strong Category 4 storm by the time it hits Florida late Monday, or now, they say, possibly even early Tuesday. They say life-threatening storm surge and over a foot of rain is likely along the heavily populated Florida coast. The Jeffrey Epstein sex crime case is officially closed after he hanged himself earlier this month. Federal prosecutors say the investigation will continue, though, into any co-conspirators in the sex trafficking case. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Another child in America dies in a hot car. This time a one-year-old child is dead after being left in a car in North Carolina. Police in Pineville say the boy's mother drove to work yesterday and didn't remember the baby was still in the car. It's the 37th time this year a child has died of heat exhaustion in a vehicle. The latest on a Justice Department investigation. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
To the Comey Report now, the Inspector General Michael Horowitz finds the former FBI Director James Comey broke rules and set a dangerous precedent. But despite the damaging findings in the report, the Justice Department not prosecuting Comey.
And after he commits suicide in his jail cell, the Jeffrey Epstein sex crime case has been officially closed by the U.S. Justice Department. However, it says it will continue its investigation into possible co-conspirators in that sex trafficking ring. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Republican lawmaker agrees with a decision made by the Department of Homeland Security regarding the border. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia defended the Department of Homeland Security's decision to bar Democratic House staffers from visiting Customs and Border Protection facilities at the U.S.-Mexico border. Collins tells Fox News,
I think it sends a message to say, look, if you want to come down here and do the role that you're supposed to be, and that is to learn, that is to find out how we fix this problem, not simply demagogue this problem, then I think there's a way that we can make sure that it is open, and we need to have oversight down there. But if you go down there to interrupt what is actually happening, when you become the distraction, when you become the problem, then that's over the line, and I think they took the steps at this point to say, we're not going to have this. We have a job to do. You're here to observe the job. Ask proper questions. Do what you need to do. But also don't try to interfere with what's going on here either.
The Commerce and Labor Departments released new reports on the state of the U.S. economy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The Commerce Department report on the GDP is another sign the economy may be slowing. The department's second reading of economic growth in the second quarter showing it grew at a rate of 2%. It was in line with what estimates had been before the numbers were out. It's down slightly from the first reading of 2.1%, and it's below the 3.1% that the economy grew during the first 3 months of the year. First-time unemployment claims were up by 4,000 last week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.